disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
We got to bear with us a little bit here this morning because Randy and I had to go through a Secret Service FBI before we were allowed down here in this multi-million dollar studio this morning. So we were a little bit late getting started here today. Appreciate you. Appreciate you all getting up and joining us. Randy's in his own chair. I'm sitting here in my own chair. We've been, we've had an afterglow all weekend. Got a lot of stuff we want to share with you today. Had an afterglow of our event in New York. And no, we weren't in New York, were we? Washington, D.C. A lot of stuff I want to try. Hey, this may be the first time ever that we go a little bit over on our show, a little bit over. For those of you who don't know, this whole thing culminated in our little band of patriots getting a private meeting with the Attorney General of the United States. Now, those of you who are there, you understand it. And those of you who followed us on Facebook and YouTube, wherever you've been following us, you've seen it and you know it. But we're going to give you a little bit of the backstory today about how that whole thing happened and what our trip was about. And this is the third time the Holy Spirit prompted me. And I didn't follow. So I'm going to follow through on it now. See, I told you so. I didn't want to say that, but see, I told you so. And I've been telling you so for I don't know how many years. If we will get actively involved, the Holy Spirit will do miracles in our midst. I don't know what it takes. I was looking at something today. 25,000 people on a prayer chain. God bless prayer chains. God bless prayer chains. But I'm going to tell you something. Your prayer chain maybe propelled what happened to us. We don't know that, right? But I know this. If somebody didn't go, wasn't nothing going to happen. We went and it happened. I'm going to be able to share that with you and have Randy and others jump in here and share with you. Hey, Mike, show up our little band of whatever you'd call us. Got some great videos to show you. There we are. Look at that. A group right there shook a nation. Shook kingdoms, right, Randy?
Yes.
I don't have to yell, Randy's right here beside me today. And if you weren't there, you don't understand the afterglow that we still have. The trouble even last night of trying to calm down, get to sleep, to understand the miracle of God moving through us is amazing. Alan Zeifer's on the end there. Just go ahead, Mike. If you can. Well, right in front is Bob Evans and Jeff Nell. Bob's from Ohio. Jeff's from, as he likes to say, Fallon. Nobody knows where Fallon is. Fallon, Nevada. Jeff came all the way in from Nevada. And Alan Zeifer, the shofar blaster. He's up there holding his shofar in his hand there. There's Alan. And then there's down in front there, that's Peter the Russian, Make America Christian Again. Rush, we've got a story to tell about that. Reb's behind him. There's old Bobby Lee, and John Barnett, and Joe, Myra, Lori, and Coach Norm there in the back beside Mike, Gary, and there's Rick Simpson up there. There's the coach with his belly sticking out, and Steve Deck standing, towering up over the top of me. Rusty, and Larry, and Clay. John Brockoff and Don came all the way from Wisconsin, and OJ all the way from Kentucky, and Joseph Allen from South Carolina, and Serge from New York. And I'm telling you what, I feel awful. The beautiful little blonde there, her name, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting it. She showed up out of nowhere in D.C. She's from Massachusetts. Now, is she from Massachusetts? I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm going to get it. And then Randy's got his earmuffs on there, and then that's Peter's brother Vic, two Russians with us, and that little band of warriors right there, including Craig Michael and his stallion, which we'll show you pictures of that later on. Now, if I miss somebody, it's because you're not in the picture. All right, there were 33 of us from 13 states. For those of you into numbers, numerology, 33 from 13 states on the 30th and 31st of October. And before I dive in here, I'm just going to open it up here and let some of you have a chance to just say what's on your heart. And we're going to show some, we'll show you some videos. And Randy Travis here. I want you to think about this a second. Randy's from Oklahoma. You've heard us talk about Randy. He's the guy who laid his hands on the threshold at Hillary's house, opened up that threshold, started this whole thing. See, first above, then below, right? And Randy, on Saturday afternoon, out in the providence of God, had the opportunity to pray for probably the fourth most powerful man in America. Folks, I want you to think about that. Because this little band of guys and gals showed up, I was able to lay my hand on the Attorney General of the United States. And Randy was able to pray for him. We'll show you that video here in a minute. And I guess my message is it always continues to be, if we will just get involved, man, if we'll just get out and give God an opportunity to move. Because when we went to Obama's, we're going to talk about that a second. We were in the midst of it there, weren't we, Randy? Huh? We were in the midst of the kingdoms. We were in the midst of the kings of this earth, Psalm 2, brother. All those embassies all around them. We went to Joe Biden's house. We went to Obama's house. Had the greatest cooperation you could ever ask from the police. They never hassled us. I got to tell this story. When we pulled up at Obama's house, I'm leaning over. I don't mean to block Randy. When we pulled up at Obama's house and I got out of the van, first of all, we couldn't get to his house. We were within about 100 yards of it. The Secret Service man stepped out of his car to greet me. You know what he asked me? He didn't ask me if I had a weapon. He didn't ask me if I had a knife. He didn't ask me if I had a bomb. I get out of the van. He gets out of his car, and he says, "Sir, do you have a mask?" That said it all to me. That's all I need here. You have a mask. I said, "No, I don't wear masks. We don't wear masks. We don't wear masks." And it all went wrong. So I'm going to shut up here a minute. Randy, I'm going to let you, because you're the first guy here. What's on your heart this morning? Then we'll let some of you other guys run down through here. And we want to encourage you this morning. We don't want you to feel discouraged if you didn't get to come. We want you to be encouraged, okay, by what we were able to accomplish. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, I don't really know what to say. I'm thankful that we heard God. We heard the Holy Spirit. And we accomplished what I believe he wanted us to do. And we don't even know the effect. We may not know it for a year or two. We might see a lot of it in just a few days.
Right.
But Coach, it isn't about us. It's about us hearing and obeying and then just doing. You know, that's faith. Mm-hmm. Faith, just hearing it, that's great.
Obedience is better than sacrifice, right?
That's it, Coach. That's it. That's it.
We heard it and we did.
And I'm learning. I'm learning in process. I'm in process. Just do that. And yeah, it's a sacrifice. We all have jobs. We have families. We have things, million things to do. There'll always be something to do. But when you do it, there's nothing. I tell you what, I just want to go get in a corner and just weep because I obeyed God. Mm. There's nothing like that feeling to know you obeyed the Father in heaven. You did something on earth that he wanted to do. I don't know what to tell you. When you experience that, you're just, there's nothing like it.
Let me tell you, it's up on the screen right now. The Lord amens. I'm just telling you, he amens all the time if you'll hear it. When this is right outside, this is about 200, maybe 400 yards from Obama's house. This is right in the middle of Embassy Row and all of it, where Obama lives. And it's a little round area, a little round park. And we parked our car and we got out and we did a honk and wave out after we went to Obama's. We did a honk and wave here. And I walked up on this thing, on this statue, which I'd never seen. Craig had told me about. By the way, Craig, we're going to get you and you, we'll get you and the horse up there in a second. And Craig had that white stallion out there eating grass running. And I walked up and I thought, I stopped for a minute, Randy. And I looked at that statue. And I said, what is that statue? And then you can't see it right now, folks, but that's a fat statue of Phil Sheridan, who was a Civil War general from where? Somerset, Ohio, about 6 miles from where I'm standing right now. There's a duplicate statue of Phil Sheridan. Phil Sheridan, in the midst of the Civil War, he got word from some of the scouts that the enemy was coming in behind him. And what Phil Sheridan's doing on that horse right now, he's got his hat in his hand. I don't know if you can see it. But the story goes that he's up on his horse and he's yelling to the troops, head him up and turn him around. And it turned the battle of Gettysburg. And this statue is 6 miles from my house here in Ohio. Same statue. How many statues do you suppose in Washington, D.C.? Right?
Oh, hundreds.
And here we are, Phil Sheridan. Amazing. Let me shut up a minute. Hey, Mike, see if you can. Did I send you a picture of? Well, hang on, Mike. Before I get everybody in here, let me get to our stuff. Hey, it's just starting, by the way. Mike, go to scroll down USA Today. Yeah, we made USA Today. You say, well, Coach, you guys always out trying to get press. No, I didn't try getting press. We just showed up. We showed up. Pro-Trump protesters picket Attorney General Barr's house in Virginia and demand he lock up Joe Biden. Now, none of that, most of that's not even true. We didn't protest. We didn't picket. We didn't go to Attorney General Barr's house in Virginia. And we did not demand he lock her up or lock up Joe Biden. We didn't do any of that stuff. But, of course, once one picks it up, then they all pick it up. So, Mike, they picked it up. USA Today picked it up. But so Newsweek, Mike. Newsweek magazine. Watch, folks. We just show up and the Lord shows off. So let Mike click on Newsweek. And here we go. Newsweek magazine. Protesters with Trump flags swarm. William Barr's home demanding he lock up Joe Biden. That's not true. It is not true. Keep going down. They're going to show a picture of the horse, I think. Craig told me when he's taking the horse, he knew the horse would catch their eye. So keep on down. We'll see that. You can read the whole story later. I know there's pictures in it. Maybe it's on the next one, Mike. Mike, maybe it's on the New York Post. Let's go to the New York Post. See if there's, after we swarmed Bill Barr's place, swarmed it.
Like hornets, Coach.
Like hornets.
A bunch of hornets.
Yeah. It was the Holy Spirit. They just didn't recognize it. They felt the Holy Spirit swarm.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah. Hang on a second. There it is. Protesters bring a horse to AG Bill Barr's house and demand he lock up Joe Biden. No, he didn't demand that. We didn't demand that. And we didn't protest. We didn't protest. We proclaimed. We prayed. We read scripture. Go ahead, Larry.
I don't remember Joe Biden's name being mentioned among our group in front of Bill Barr's house.
I don't think so either.
I second that. We did not say anything like that.
We didn't. Folks, there it is. Bill Barr has people outside his house and a white stallion. See, how did the white horse get there and why? See, they don't understand Jesus coming back on a white horse. And in righteousness, he's going to judge and he's going to make war. They don't get it, see? They don't get it. So that's Craig holding the horse there. Craig lives close out there in Hagerstown. He brought it there. So, folks, the media is just beginning on this thing. It happened on a weekend, so weekend slow. Of course, we've got the election and all that stuff going on. So who knows? It doesn't matter anyway. We rattled the cages in the heavenlies, didn't we, Randy?
So
I want you to know that it's out there. I'm going to shut up a minute and just kind of open it up and let some of you guys over there testify to your experience. So unmute yourself so I can call you in one by one here. 330, is that you, Gary? No? Who wants to come in? Rick Simpson. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, Coach, the greatest part of being at A.G. Barr's house was when the whole thing was over, Samson had been quiet all day. Oh. And at the end, the neigh from the horse. It was amazing.
Folks, we have that. We have that, Rick. We're going to play that.
Yeah, Samson, you got to know that. That was unbelievable.
As far as I know, I don't think Samson. Remember, Samson was the one who pulled down the pillars, right? So when Craig brought Samson, who's how many hands tall is he? He's a big horse.
18 hands.
A big horse, man. When we were through praying at Bill Barr's house, you'll be able to hear it. Samson. It's amazing. Yeah, Rick. Hey, Rick, you ever done anything like that in your life?
No, it was a life-changing event. My life will never be the same.
Never be the same, man. Amen. I'm glad you were there, Rick.
Yeah, thanks.
Who else? Come on in, somebody. Rick's from Springfield, Missouri. Anybody else? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Well, I was going to try to pull over, Coach, but I'm driving. But this Clay. Is Clay. And I just wanted to, I'll tell you, two things for me. The one thing is when I got a chance to speak with Mr. Barr, I was holding that sign that said that Trump tweeted act on 10-6-20. And I told him that's why we're here. We needed to do something. And the other thing that's been on my heart ever since I left you guys is I've been thinking about this event. I can imagine what we went through without one of those people there. I just can't imagine it, you know. It took everybody that was there. And when I look back and say, what if he wouldn't have been there? What if she wouldn't have been there? And then when you look over your life, just think about this as you go through today, if you would, guys and gals. If look at your life and what lessons it is, because there's so many things that could have kept you from being at that moment in time right there.
Amen, buddy. Amen. And you were there, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. Jeff, no, go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, I was standing there right in front of the black car in the driveway. And when Samson came across, you should see the expression on that officer's face. Mm. She goes, oh, and she get her cell phone out. Click, click, click.
And she was on the phone. I want you to know that the Secret Service, the FBI, the county police in Delaware were unbelievable in what they permitted us to do. They were unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Hey, Coach.
Thanks, Jesus.
Don Voss. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, I'm with Rick. An animal doesn't get a chance to tell God no. You understand? That was that horse just proclaiming victory right there. The horse don't get a chance to choose like we do. We're made different than animals. And I picked up on it too, Rick.
The amen from the horse, right? The amen from the horse. You're going to get a chance to hear that here in a second. Area code 301.
Well, Coach, it's Craig.
Craig. Yeah, you were so spot on with old Samson there, man. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, I hope the loudspeaker of becoming a Samson starts to permeate into everybody in the churches to start taking your role seriously, to take Paul Begley's phrase from him, and that Samson is he's over 2,000. He's probably 2,200 pounds, and I'm 1/10 of the weight that he is. But he allowed me to lead him around. And if his will was to run away, there was nothing that I was going to do to stop him.
I'd say not.
And the thing is we need to get into God's will, and we need to be led. Like I led Samson around and defend the faith, to stand for our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And to be a witness. That's what God has called each one of us to do. Every man and woman that was there has a gift. Not everybody is going to be like us that will take some of those risks but they're still our brothers and sisters. And my whole thing about getting involved in this, and if the Lord blesses it, and I ask for your prayers, is that they may see that we're Samson, and maybe I can take him to some of the churches around here on Sunday morning, explain what we did, and be an encouragement to them to say, you need to get out of here on Sunday and walk that faith like Samson walked the rest of the days, and come back and share your glorious story about what you did that week, like we got to share this week.
His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Hey, Mike, go to my Facebook page real quick. I want people to... The whole time we were at Bill Barr's house, Gary was working. I think that's the right word. Gary was working on the FBI agent who was there. There were several FBI agents there to defend. Go to the 9 minute mark, Mike, if you can. And Gary was trying to get us a private. That's not the right word. Trying to get Bill Barr to come out and talk to us. That's what Gary was trying to do. So we got 33 people standing in front of Bill Barr's house. We probably look like a mob. And Gary comes up with a brilliant idea, like Coach Norm says. Gary called. Hang on. Gary called an audible, and he says, "Listen, let's get out from in front. Let's get out from in front of the house. This has to be intimidating. All of us standing out here." So guys went up to the top of the hill, and guys went up to the bottom of the hill, and then for about 5 minutes, I pleaded with. Minutes and then watch what happens. Go ahead, Mike, play that. It's right in front of us, Bill Barr's house.
And the First Amendment of the Constitution provides us as American citizens the right to peaceably assemble, to petition our government for a redress of grievances. And we're here, sir, to let you know that lawlessness is abounding in the United States of America, and we come from, as American citizens, from all across the fruited plain. There are many of us here from many, many different states. And if you would even just, if you could just step out on your porch, or if you would just come to the window and give us a thumbs up and say, "I heard you, thank you," that would be good enough for us, sir. We just want you to know that we support you. We support your efforts, and we as American citizens says, please, sir, we need to see some justice. We need to see some justice. And all I want is an acknowledgement that you know we were here, and you heard our voice, and that we are in support of you.
I'm holding the phone. That's why the camera's crazy.
So just even come to the door. Just wave at me at the door. Out one of the windows. Say, "I heard you." We come in support. We are friendlies. There are many who stand behind you, sir. Many who stand behind our president. Many. We know you're hearing a lot of voices. I know this. I drive up and down the streets here, I can't believe how many Biden signs there are in the neighborhood. I can't imagine what it would be like to be you living in this neighborhood, trying to do your job. And we're just asking for justice. Not two systems of justice. Just go where the evidence leads. Just a thumbs up at a window. We heard you. We're counting on you, Attorney General Barr. My children, my grandchildren, sir. Hey, sir, the burden of leadership is heavy. I can't imagine the pressure you are under. We're here from about 11 different states. We come in peace. To let you know that we demand, the Constitution demands justice.
I'm looking in every window right now looking for a thumb.
Sir, he must be busy. I actually just
started. Any confirmation that he heard us?
I'd be busy too if we were here. You know, does this happen much?
No.
Really?
No.
See, remember, they're telling us we're protesting and we're picketing and we're clearly
not. He knows
not.
We're here, honey. Knows we're here.
This agent tells me he's.
Well, you'll get word to him that they were friendly.
He knows you're here.
Really, that message.
The dialogue I'm having is with the FBI agent, sir.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Right.
They know.
They know,
sir.
And they know that there are millions of people that stand behind them. That's why we came. Millions of people.
Did you hear that phone just went off?
Yeah.
The FBI agent's phone just went off. I don't know if you heard it. And watch
I'm
what happens.
I'm going to step back here a minute. Give him a chance. That was interesting. That I'm going to turn this real quickly here. Because I think there's a lot of people probably watching this right now don't approve of what we've done. But that FBI agent told me that nobody's ever done this. We come in peace.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Up here in a second.
Yes, sir.
The message has been passed.
All right. Yes, sir.
And then
the FBI agent that he heard.
That's all we want, man. That's all. Because we know these guys get hassled all the time, right? There are millions of us. We've got guys that have come from everywhere, man. Bible says we cry peace, peace when there is no peace. Can't imagine the pressure that this man is under. Can't imagine it. And we didn't, he may be in there watching the Maryland Terrapins play. We didn't want to up, we didn't come to upset his day. Of course, he's watching Shiano, right? Shiano back in Maryland now?
He's back at Rutgers.
Rutgers, that's right. I got that wrong. Back at Rutgers. Well, we didn't want to.
How are you guys doing?
We didn't want to ruin your day.
I'll talk with the FBI agents.
But we came to support you.
You given him time to make this decision.
That's
you
right.
Even know
I'm going to tell you what I think is going on behind the scenes after this is done here.
So we're waiting here, folks. We're not going to hassle the Attorney General anymore. God bless you, sir. We come as friendlies. We know the pressure that you're under. Justice, brother. Thank you, sir. Hey, millions of us stand with you, sir. You don't hear from us. Millions do. We didn't mean to hassle you, okay? That's first step, isn't it? Yes, sir. God bless you. Thanks. Thanks.
Okay, Mike.
We're good to go.
So I walk away, and he comes back out. He comes out the door, and there's Craig with the horse. Now, listen to me. Listen, folks. I want you to think about this. Can you imagine the back channel communications that's going on as I'm standing outside as to whether or not, from a political standpoint, Mr. Barr ought to come out? Can you even imagine the phones that are ringing? Can you imagine all that? Should we do it? Can you trust this guy? I know they know who I am, right? They certainly, if the FBI doesn't know who I am, somebody's dropped the ball. Secret Service doesn't know who I am. They know who I am.
It's
so
that all this
behind the scenes, they're probably communicating. Should we go out politically? What's this going to look like? Should he talk to this guy? What's how the media is going to react? And you're going to see he comes out.
It's and that you know, Coach Dave guy. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's right, right? That's right. And you know what else? When he came out, and I Mike, get ready for the prayer, Randy's prayer. See if you can pull that one up. When Attorney General Barr came out, I saw him come out, and he walked out off the steps down to the agents, and they had a small brief discussion, and then the agent, well, I don't know what he said, and then Attorney General Barr walked over towards me, and I walked back towards him, and he said, "Nice to meet you, Coach."
Wow.
So he knew who I was. Now wait a minute, he didn't know who I was. But you can bet the Secret Service and all, they knew who we were, right? They knew who we were. And it took some courage for him to come out here and do this. So what I want you to see here is this: when Bill Barr comes out and he goes around, he shakes everybody's hand, looks them in the eye, and they tell him where he's from, no mask. He didn't have a mask on. They're probably going to beat him up on that. He didn't ask for social distancing. And we laid hands on him and prayed. See, listen, folks, we weren't protesting. We didn't swarm him. And Randy was ready in season and out of season and prayed over Bill Barr. Go ahead and do that, Mike. Bobby Lee, good at his a lot of great videos. The one person guiding him, the bomb is in the
I'm trying to bring justice. I'm trying to bring justice. We have a process. All right.
Tell him what state you're from.
Yeah, Ohio. Kentucky and Pennsylvania.
Mr. Barn from New York.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
New York City?
Up to Syracuse.
Upstate? Oh,
yes.
Wow. Great.
Florida, sir.
Hey, Florida?
Yes, sir.
My son actually
South
works,
Carolina,
he works,
nice
really? South Carolina, sir.
Is Lindsay going to win?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're going to make it.
Good, thanks. How are you? Pennsylvania.
Sorry to have you out there so quiet.
That's all right.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you don't know how much we appreciate you receiving our word.
Don Voss. Rick Simpson.
Oh, you know what?
John, what's this?
From Columbus, Ohio. We love you. We love this country. We want equal justice.
I know.
Thank you, sir.
Show me a state. Show me a state, Missouri.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Our amendments, Columbus, Ohio.
Coach E. E.
That know what you're going through, leadership. We have no idea what that high leadership is, but we know what it is to be a leader. We bless you. We bless you.
And we're praying for you.
God bless you. Your prayer, you're covered. Your family's covered. You're covered, sir.
Thank you, man.
We're covered.
Prayer is the most important.
Play hard.
Pray like.
You have to pray.
I came to the hotel in Nevada.
I'm out of game, sir.
Swarming him!
This is what makes America
great.
Trump.
This is what makes America great. Good stuff.
We feel like we had to act. So we, God bless you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
Attorney
you, sir.
General, but I got to say this. A real Russian. The Russian American.
A real Russian.
Bill Barr's still
there.
Being blamed for everything.
A real Russian. Could we pray for you, sir? Would it be all right if we pray for you?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go.
Randy, would you do it?
Father God, we have a privilege to be with
Peter said, I'm sorry, Peter the Russian, I'm tired of you blaming everything on us.
Earth.
Here's Randy's prayer.
Great country. And Lord, we ask you to cover him and bless him.
Yes, Lord.
For his righteousness.
Yes.
Bless him, his family. God, cover them because we know there's evil that's out to hurt innocent people.
Yes.
And Lord, give him the strength and the power as a man, a godly man, as a man that loves the country and loves righteousness, give him the power. And we are behind him, Lord. I want him to feel all of our strength across the nation that's behind him. And Lord, I just pray this in Jesus' mighty name. And let Jesus be king again in our nation. As we lift up God and we become a righteous nation again. And we know you will bless her again like you did in the beginning. We speak this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Freedom, Mike. Freedom.
Hey, wait.
Hey, my neighborhood. Listen for the horse. I want you to listen for the horse, all right? Go ahead.
Supernatural. Absolutely.
See you, Larry.
The Bible says we'll be brought before governors and kings as a testimony.
Yep.
Right?
21.
And as somebody said, if you noticed this or not, he was wiping his eyes when he,
yes, he was.
When he was walking back into the house. The burden of leadership on Bill Barr.
Oh. Mm.
Now again, I can't tell you how many people have told me that I was nuts. We ain't nuts.
You
ain't.
Oh.
Nobody's nuts.
You're the right kind of crazy.
I'm the right kind of crazy. We ain't nuts.
He's on his right boat.
But the FBI agent said that nobody's ever been here. He said the reporters have been here, but nobody's ever been here before.
Is that right?
That's what he said.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. Oh. So it shows how we, the people, got to get our voice back, don't we?
Yeah. Coach, this was a turning point.
Amen.
This was a turning point right here.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Today. God knew. He knew. Yes. He knew.
I'm telling you, only the Lord could do that.
Oh, divinely appointed.
So, listen, as humbly as I can say this, to all of you who came, some of you had great sacrifice, man. But it ain't nothing compared to what the guys that came before us, the sacrifices they made.
Right.
We had a little bit of gas money and sore butts and and not very good night's sleep maybe, but other than that, it's been amazing. Anybody who's here who drove or whatever, send me your expenses, okay? Because I told you I raised that money. It's your money, it's not mine. So whatever your expenses were, cool. Don't feel bad about saying, hey, coach, it cost me $170 to do this. Don't feel bad about that. Please send it to me because we want to pick that up.
I'd give $1,000. Shake his head.
Yes.
Coach, I want to pray for him. Got to pray with Randy. Prayed on
a covering over there. Yeah.
Come on. Oh, here it is.
This is awesome.
Huh? Bill Barr. Just came out with the FBI, met with us. We were allowed to pray over him. An incredible thing today.
Hey, Coach, it's on Alan Zyphers.
Gideon's Army.
By the way, Alan Zypher worked really hard to get a clip ready that I'm not able to get up here today. Where, and right after we prayed with Barr, with Attorney General Barr, Randy or somebody said, I can't remember who it was, sorry, said something about restoring righteousness back into government. We have to restore rights. And Bill Barr, we have it on tape. Bill Barr said, that's why I went back into politics.
Coach, it was right after the prayer.
It was right, yes.
As soon
it was right
as
after
I prayed, he looked at me and he said, that's why I got back into government.
That's why I got back into government. That's what he said. Hey, I want to pause right now. I want to thank Pam. You guys don't know Pam, but Pam paid for most of this. Say, who's Pam? Doesn't matter. The Lord knows who she is. And Pam, we appreciate it. In fact, we called Pam in the van on the way home. Pam. We appreciate it, Pam. We appreciate it. God bless you. Okay, I got some more clips to show, but let me open it up here because everybody has a perspective that maybe one of us missed. Somebody got something to say?
Yeah, Coach, Joseph? I didn't want to take away from the horse's prayer that he did, but what was going through my mind at the time, I was holding his bag of carrots.
Bag of carrots, huh?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, Craig.
When I saw that video, you talking to Chief Attorney General Barr, did you notice his porch?
No.
Did you notice there's two white pillars holding up his porch?
Craig brought a design of two pillars that Samson pulled down. The horse, Samson, the horse pulled down the pillars, and so there are two pillars in front of Bill Barr's. I didn't think about that. Pulled down those pillars of injustice and unrighteousness.
And those two pillars, they were labeled. It says, "Equal justice means equally investigate." That's all we're asking.
That's all we want. That's all we want. Go ahead, Randy.
That was her name.
Joanne, who showed up with the blonde, beautiful blonde with the silver hair.
Yeah.
With the appeal to heaven. Yeah. Joanne, God bless you. There you are. God bless you, Joanne. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Mike, did I send you any pictures of the horse? I may try to send you one right now. And, Mike, while we're doing that, go to Bobby. I'll send it to you. Go to Bobby Lee's. Let me look at my stuff. I want you to see, folks, we showed up at Joe Biden's and Coach Norm did his thing. Let me get this going here. Coach E was in rare form, as usual. And, of course, my computer is sleeping on me, as usual. Go to Bobby Lee's website, Mike, and I can show you there. Somebody come on in if you want to say something. Randy, you say
hey,
something.
Coach?
Yeah, Jack.
Hello, this is Gary. Hey, Gary. I just want to say that, you know, I'm just amazed that every time we show up at one of these events, whether it was at Hillary's house or any place else, I think we are the first group of Christians that have that do the things that we've done. I mean, whether it's at Bill Barr's house or whether it was in Delaware, or any place else we've been, you know, I don't think people have ever seen a group of us doing exactly what we're doing. It just amazed me.
Actually, Gary, what we're called to do, right? And so here's Bill Barr. You imagine how much negativity he hears there in his neighborhood? There are more Biden signs in his neighborhood than trees. All right? And the fact that we would show up, I'm telling you, it carried more weight than we even understand. Mike, go over to the arrow if you can. Or arrow a little bit more to the right, and I think you'll find Coach Norm at Biden's house. It's the first place we went on Friday night. Next one, no, hang on. Barr's house, you turn, Joe. Joe Biden, we're calling you out. There it is, Mike, first one on the screen. Right here. So we went, go ahead and play that one. We went on Friday night, we went to Joe Biden's house first. Just play a little bit of this so they get a feel for it.
In literally in front of Biden's house. You know, last night, Hunter Biden's porn webpage came out with thousands of pictures of him with prostitutes, underage girls, and Facebook removed it when I woke up this morning. Right now, we are boots on the ground here in front of Joe Biden's house. The cops, literally, the police, literally have this street blocked off for us to do our thing for about 20 to 30 minutes. This is an absolutely phenomenal, incredible thing happening here. These are the guys here in front of me.
Scroll a little bit ahead. There we are marching down there, folks. And we got the cops waiting on the Secret Service and everything waiting on.
Told me a long time ago what's good for the justice. We want equal justice. What's good for the goose? It's good for the gander!
Amen. Amen.
My dad told me a long time ago, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
No two cents.
We want equal justice!
Amen. Equal justice for all, right?
Equal justice! Yes, you work for us! Me.
You work for us!
The Secret Service didn't know what to do. Nobody made us put on a mask.
Pornography is found on your home computer.
Oh, man. Oh.
Boy, oh, boy. But no, there's one.
Equal justice. That's what we want. We don't want anything less. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. You're no different.
Again, folks, this is Joe Biden's home.
He's no different.
We don't think he's.
Okay, Mike, you can pause that one. That's when we went to Joe Biden's house. And then after we got done with Joe Biden's house, then we went out on the street and we did a honking wait. I'm not going to show you that. We have video of that as well. And then, Mike, go to Obama's house, tearing down the wick. Hey, Randy, take a minute. Explain to people. When we went to Obama's house, that we were, in fact, in the belly of the beast. Go ahead and explain that, Randy.
I had no idea. I've never been to Washington, D.C. That is a stronghold of evil, folks. It may start, but it's not now. It's the kingdoms of this world. Those embassies showed, Coach, when you did the Google Earth, and it went right down there, and all those embassies, that's on a hill right there, a high place. I saw a high place. And it's Obama's there. He's just luring them in. He's deceiving with his sorcery.
Deceiving the nations.
He is deceiving the nations, and they're biting it. And God, when we tear this down, folks, when this is revealed, those nations are gonna be free again to do what's right and to be out from under that spell of evil. We tore down things there, people. I'm telling you, we open the threshold, Coach, for judgment, for the truth, for exposition of what is there. We did that. That's what we did, Coach.
So we're outside Obama's house. We can only get – they won't let us get in front of it, but this is an area that we're allowed to. Jeff Nell's going to read from Psalm 35, I think it was, or Psalm 18. I can't remember. Randy's going to say something.
Alan
reads. Bobby read from the book of Psalms. Go ahead and play a little bit of this, Mike.
Future and ultimate fate.
Yep.
How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had given them up?
For their rock, little r, lowercase r, is not like our rock.
Amen. Come on. Amen.
Even our enemies themselves judge this. For their vine is from the vine of Sodom, and from the fields of Gomorrah their grapes are grapes of poison, their clusters bitter, their wine is the venom of serpents,
yes, it
and
is.
The deadly poison of vipers. Is it not laid up in store with me, sealed up in my treasuries? Vengeance is mine, and retribution in due time. Their foot will slip, for the day of their disaster is at hand, and their doom hurries to meet them. For the Lord will vindicate his people and will have compassion on his servants,
yes, sir,
when he sees that their strength is gone.
Amen.
And none remains, whether bond or free. And he will say, where are their gods? Yeah. The rock, little r, in which they took refuge.
Where are they, huh?
Amen, Amen, Alan. Amen, Alan. Amen.
To glory be to God, and Jesus is the only King of the universe. Amen. Amen.
We were proclaiming. We weren't protesting. Jeff Nell, Jeff did a lot of preaching the whole time we were there. Mike, real quickly, let's go to the video that Bobby Lee made, just the picture music video that Bobby made. And, folks, you can find all that at Bobby's new website, the Mideast Salt and Light Brigade, on YouTube. Bobby did a lot of work yesterday putting together a lot of stuff so you guys could get a feel for what we did in our 24-hour blitzkrieg, which is basically what it was. So this is a, I think this is it, equal just, yes, Bobby put this together last night. It's 4 minutes, about 5 minutes long. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. fight with me. We are the warriors. When we're on our knees, the enemy trembles.
We will fall on our knees.
Yeah. Folks, what if Bill Barr was at the moment of despair?
Yeah.
What if Bill Barr today has to make a decision that's going to impact the entire, not only the country, but it impact the entire world? What if Bill Barr has been spending the last three nights unable to sleep because of the decision he had to make, with pressure coming from this guy and pressure coming from that guy and pressure coming from this guy and phone calls and pressure? And what if Bill Barr was at the end of his rope and a band of 33 little American citizens from 13 states showed up outside his door and said, "Brother, can we pray for you? Don't ever sell short what we did. Don't ever sell it short." You can say, "Well, Coach, that's just a waste of time. He's going to do whatever he's going to do. He's part of the deep state." Well, maybe, but you sat on your ass in your house. And we went and we laid our hands on the guy. Powerful moment. Come on in. I feel something.
Well, Dave, good
morning, Coach.
You got the job done, Coach. You got the job done. Awesome.
Amen, brother. We did.
Hey, Coach, it's Matt up in New Hampshire.
Hey, Matt. Missed you, man.
Yeah, guys, man, I saw what you guys did. I absolutely love it. Praise God. And you guys moved mountains. Randy, I wish I could have been standing there with you, man, brother. But, just circumstances. But we threw some support your way in a couple different ways. But praise God, guys. You guys, that was outstanding.
Hey, Matt.
I can't even say enough.
Matt, listen, man. You're part of it. We're all in this thing together, right? Some of us can go one day. Some of us can go another day. You help launch this thing, man.
Coach,
you're in the middle of it.
I took George Lewis with me. I took Kevin Van Story with me. I took David Hawkins with me. I took Paul Webb with me. I took Coach. I took all these men that wanted to be there and couldn't. And they were in me. They put stuff in me that helped bring it out, Coach. Amen, they man. All participated.
Amen. Amen.
I see it.
We still the Avenger, other. Man.
Dale Tosha, Coach.
There's yes.
I left off 10 for 20.
Yes, sir. Yes. Many of them. Rodney. Many of them.
Well, Dave.
Mark Trump. Yeah, remember Mark Trump.
Yes.
Hey, I wanted to tell you something. I don't even think I mentioned this to you guys. When Joseph was parking at the traffic circle, and it was right before you come up to me, Randy, looking for a place to go. I don't have any idea about these animals we saw, but we were walking towards the traffic circle, and over to my left, something solid white went running across the ground, and me and Joseph looked over there, and it was a solid white squirrel. It looked like a gray squirrel, except it was solid white. And me and Joseph stopped, and we're looking at that solid white squirrel, and then about 10 feet from that squirrel, a solid black squirrel ran up out of the bushes. And there was a solid white squirrel and a solid black squirrel. You couldn't have got one any more white or any more black. Now, I hadn't talked to Stephanie about that, and I have no idea
what black squirrels matter. Black squirrels matter. That's what it was.
Hey, coach. When we were done at Biden's right there at the end, I blew the shofar because I got there late. And right when we were packing up to leave, man, you can ask Coach Norm. This big, huge bald eagle flew right over top of us. And then when we went to Simon the Sorcerer Obama's house, I was blowing the shofar. Brother Joe and Brother Rick, they saw those vultures flying over Hussein's house.
Amen.
And then when we get to Barr's house, the horse is whinnying and all this. Listen, you can't make this stuff up, man. This is up. Animals are all involved in this thing. And listen, I looked up there. I couldn't see the vultures. I didn't see them. But those guys saw. So were they supernaturally seeing demonic activity? I don't know. But I couldn't see them. I don't know if Randy saw them. But there was a lot of supernatural things that was going on, man. And I know the foundation of that wicked environment was shaking.
I believe it too, Alan. Hey, Mike, go back to one of those other videos you were showing. It was on Alan, one of Alan's videos. I want everybody to hear that horse give us an amen. I think it's important. He was there all day and never made a peep.
Amen, Coach.
And all of a sudden, when it did, this is the one, I think. No, is that it? No. Keep going back, Mike. I'll tell you when we get to. Nope, wrong screen. Wrong screen.
Coach, I listened to that stuff for a long time. It's only on Alan Zeifer's.
Is this? No, keep going. I'm sorry. Folks, I wouldn't do you to this, too. It's worth seeing.
Coach, it's on Alan Zeifer's page.
But Mike had it up earlier, I think.
Is it the one Alan posted, the short one?
No. This is
5 minutes and 29 seconds, I think, Coach.
Is this 29 seconds?
The video is 5 minutes, 29 seconds long.
5 minutes and 29 seconds long. But it's on Alan's page.
Yeah, it's the one that starts off. He's about to come up to me and Randy and shake our hands is where the video starts. Yeah.
Mike, this is not on Bobby's webpage. You got Bobby's up there. It's not on that one. You had it up there before. If you keep popping on it, you had it up before, Mike.
Coach, there's another thing that I noticed there. We was at Obama's house. Trump's helicopter flight flies right over his house when the helicopter was coming across.
Yeah.
Trump's helicopter just flew right over that house of his.
Amen. Amen. Mike, go to my Facebook page. You're doing a good job trying to find it. I didn't have yourself. Go to my Facebook page.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Joseph. And the way we know it was Trump's helicopter is because it's the only one that's allowed to fly in that airspace.
Yep.
It doesn't fly over his house.
Hey, Coach, what else?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
There we go. Scroll down there. That's okay. Well, that's where. Scroll on. I don't know if we'll hear the horse there or not. That's one Alan put together. Oh, I'm so frustrated. Scroll down.
Is at the very end of that one that Alan put
together? Right there. Right. There. Maybe it's here. Mike, take this to the very end. Take this one to the very end.
I don't think that's it, Coach.
It is. I know it's because that's where I heard it yesterday. Take this to the very end, Mike. Back a little bit more. Little bit more. It's before this. A little more. Try right there. I don't know. I don't know. Trust me, okay? Trust me. Mike, did I send you the picture of the cross? It's on my homepage. Folks, I'm sorry. We're kind of – Randy and I went and took a picture last night at Sky High. I want you guys to see that. I'll find the horse for you later, and I'll play it tomorrow. Go to my Facebook page. It's on my Facebook page.
Well, it says a minute in here, Dave. I want to say that I wasn't able. I didn't go. So, but when
you were there, man.
When Randy said 10-4. If I would have gone, it would have been 34 people in 14 states. That would have broke that.
You would have messed up the numbers. We, how many times we saw 33 on the way?
Who went was, Mike.
You'll see it.
Whoever went was needed for the mission. That was it. There was right. Let's go. So anyway, what my point is, what I'm going to try to say is, Randy, well, all of you were obedient, okay? And Randy was obedient by delivering the prayer. It was God's message there that he needed for Barr to hear. He needed to know. When Randy said, I'm just going to tell you, you're covered. When he first said that, there was an aura that it waved through this connection. And you could feel that the power of that God's word being showed upon him.
Amen.
That's what I saw. And that's what I felt. I don't know if anyone else. And, you know, and as they prayed for him there and you raised hands on him, you guys put hands on him. You know, I'm a tough guy, but it kind of teared up because you could feel the Holy Spirit within that. You understand? So,
Chad, you know what else? You know what else I felt? He was very human. He was just a man with the weight of the world on his shoulders. Now, is he going to do the right thing? Is he bought off? Is he part of the deep state? I know this. For that 5 minutes when Randy was praying on him, he's just a man, brother. He's just a man. And we don't have any – we have no idea the weight that's upon him. So Randy and I, last night we got home, we went over to Sky High. Randy wanted to take some pictures. He's got better ones than the one I took on my camera. I don't know if you guys can understand this picture. That's the cross of Bob Evans. And inside the frame of the cross is the full moon. It's a lot clearer on Randy's. But it just kind of said it all, man. Kind of said it all.
Hey, Coach. Chad, I'm right there with you, bud.
From the beginning.
Whenever they said covered.
What's that? Say it again. Joe, did you want to say something? Joe Tolay. Joe Tolay's up. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, yeah, thanks for building our courage, Coach, to go to this. And
amen.
Appreciate you and Randy and everybody.
You'll never be the same, will you, Joe?
No.
Nope, you'll never be the same.
Trump was going to say something.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, whenever you mentioned covered, Chad, and about Randy, I felt the same thing when I was listening to the prayers as well. And, Chad, I couldn't go either, partner, and I feel the same way you do. But I think, like you, the exact people were there for the mission that God needed.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thankful that I'm amongst men who can go and I can't. So thank y'all.
That's right, brother. We can't all go all the time. We all have other assignments that we're responsible for. Larry?
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got this message for Right Wing Watch and any other spies or worms that might be in the crowd here. You know, all those witches and everything all over the world, all over the country that were that knew about what we were going to do a little bit, and we're doing their incantations and everything's against us. I tell you what, you ain't got nothing on the power of God, you
guys. That's right, Larry. That's right. We showed up on their high holiday, brother. We took it to them on their high holiday. Somebody else tried to jump in.
Hey, Mark. This is Mark. Trump gave us, me and Clay, a lot of support too, coming there and coming back.
Amen. Listen. I don't want anybody who couldn't make it feel bad. It's cool. We didn't sit in the van and say, where's so-and-so, where's so-and-so. We know that those who couldn't make it, maybe we appreciate it. And we'll be for the next assignment, whatever
whatever that assignment may be. And I'm going to tell you this. Are you hearing me? If you think that you're going to get an amen, when you have to go do a prophetic move for the Lord, if you think you're going to get an amen of the church crowd, brother, you got that one wrong. You better be able to hear the voice of the Lord and respond. That's small.
Hey, Dave.
Roger.
Yeah, I was not able to join you guys, but one of the simple things I got out of observing and watching is how God can use whatever numbers are there, be it 300 or 30. And secondly, when God decides to move, there's nothing that can be stopped. And it is nothing short of a miracle that Bill Farr came out twice and the Holy Spirit opened up your testimony and the testimony of all the people that were there. That reiterates the strength of our God. When he wants to move,
amen,
he will move.
Hey, Roger, and those wicked moon gods and all those something—they don't hold a candle to the King of Kings.
Hey, Coach, could you read Ezekiel 22:30 real fast?
Go ahead. I don't have it in front of me.
What's that?
Go ahead. I don't have it in front of me.
All right, Ezekiel 22:30, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. But there was 33 of us. He found 33 of us the other day, didn't he?
He sure did, brother. He sure did. Huh? Ours, we just have to be faithful to go and do. Just go and do. God needs a sacrifice. Present your body a living sacrifice. God needs a sacrifice through which he can move. That's all it is, man. All it is.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Yeah, I just want to say when we did the honk and wave after Biden's house, I was just utterly amazed at how many approvals or thumbs up we got when we were standing along that road.
Yeah, because we give courage to other people. Yeah. We encourage them. Go ahead, Steve.
Coach, I had no intention of going down on Friday at zero. My attempt was to go on Saturday, drive the 4.5 hours and head home. I only made that decision to go at like 10, 11 o'clock when I realized Delaware was in driving distance. And the night before I prayed, I wanted to have a one-on-one with Randy. And I get a call 2 steps out the door to head down here to pick up Randy at the airport. What a blessing. And on top of that, spending time with Alan also, and everybody. It was just an awesome weekend, very powerful. And I'm blessed. We all are.
You know what's really cool about it is when we went out to eat, especially, we had a lot of stories to tell. Everybody knew everybody, but they never met each other. You know what I'm talking about? You knew each other from the queue, but you'd never really met. It was a magical moment for sure. Magical.
Hey, Coach, I want to thank Steve for coming to pick me up, man. And Rick, all them guys, Gary, who all was involved in helping me get picked up. My flight was late. But everything worked out, man, and I was real excited to meet Steve and Bob Evans building that cross, wanted to meet him. Just a lot of the guys, John Barnett, I mean, the list goes on. But it was really great, man. We really enjoyed it.
The hand of God was all over us.
Amen. Amen. Hang on a minute. Clay just – go ahead and talk. Clay just sent me the video of the horse, and I'm trying to forward this thing right now. So how am I going to do it?
Hey, Coach, what happens?
Go ahead.
Yes. I felt the Holy Spirit. I called a Holy Spirit bubble. Okay, but when I had my hand on Randy's shoulder, and the bubble became a dome around us.
Well, Jeff, you made great sacrifice to be there, brother. And we you came a long way, man. You came a long way, and we appreciate it.
Hey, Coach, the difference between just sending a letter or making phone calls and showing up is huge. You have, when you mentioned Bill Barr's state of mind earlier, and you never know what he actually heard. He might have heard words that were never really spoken. I heard a motivational speaker years ago say that he got a call the next morning after this big event that he did, and this guy said, repeated stuff that this guy had never said, but it saved his life because he was gonna drive off the bridge on the way home from that thing that night. But he heard words that were never spoken, because this guy showed up. It's so, about showing up.
Yeah, that's right. So again, what about that moment in time? What if Bill Barr has to make a decision this morning? And he's thinking, you know, he goes to bed last night, lays his head on the pillow, and he says, man, this is a tough call, but I'm going to do the right thing. Those guys came and they encouraged me. I'm not in this fight alone. We don't know, right? We have no idea.
That God is real. Somebody showed up. I was hoping somebody would show up.
Yep.
That God must be real.
Amen.
You never know.
Mike, I just sent you that video. If you can pull that up, Mike. Go ahead. Although maybe I'll save it till tomorrow because there are people who aren't inside the queue that aren't going to hear it. So, Mike, let's save that thing for tomorrow. Thanks for getting it to us, Clay. Oh, I am. Oh, hey, we're okay. I'm sorry.
I was wondering if you were still on.
I thought I was in the app. I almost cussed. I'm glad I didn't. I thought I was in the after show. Where you get to hear the horse give the amen at the end. Deck, have you heard this? Have you heard this horse give this amen? It's like unbelievable.
I got to hear this.
Coach, I believe that horse was reacting to something that happened in the spirituals, and it sensed it, and it had to just affirm the Lord what had just happened. I think he did amen.
So Mike, go to right at the end. It's at the end of this prayer here, Mike. So scroll ahead a little bit and let's listen to it. It's okay. Be listening for the horse at the end.
This is what makes America great, man. This stuff right here. This is what makes our nation great, folks.
Oh, this is 3 minutes. We don't have to wait this long. Alan's giving us a lecture. Just kidding, Alan.
Yes, it's 2 minutes and about just 2 minutes would be good.
Yeah, just go to the 2 minute mark right there. Start it right there, bud.
When the Secret Service comes again and the FBI comes again, I want them to know who they're looking for. Right. Bobby, give me a good one there, sir. Amen. Only the Lord.
God's good. Attorney General Barr, United States Attorney General, folks. Coach, God's good, brother.
You shall be brought before government.
That's awesome. History be amazing.
Play that again. Is that unbelievable?
Hey, Coach, that's the seal of approval right there, bro.
That's awesome. Bar.
He hadn't said a word all day.
History being made, right? Wow.
That's a winner.
He wanted a bag of carrots.
Give him a bag of carrots. Right wing watch. That was a Holy Spirit there, brother. That was the Holy Spirit right there. I'm sorry you can't understand it.
It is finished.
Give me that one more time. Give me that one more time, will you?
United States Attorney General, folks. Coach, God's good, brother.
You shall be brought before government.
That's awesome. Huh? History being made right here.
He couldn't hardly get it out, could he?
Attorney General Barr, come out and talk to us. We prayed with him. I tell you, this
folks.
You see how Barr was wiping his eyes?
Yeah, Joseph, I said to Randy, I said, anybody listen to me? You could have schemed and planned and called your congressman and called the governor and called your senator and called everybody you knew to try to get an appointment with Bill Barr, and you would have never been able to do it. And the Holy Spirit says, here you go. Here you go. You want to meet him? Here you go.
That was a miracle, Coach.
It was a miracle.
Coach, I've said for decades, if we show up, God will show off, and he'll make our testimony look good while he's doing it.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Dick. And the absolute contrast between what we do when we show up and what the other side does when they show up, right? What a contrast. They're calling us protesters and swarming and man.
Brother, I'm honored to be marked amongst men over the decades and watching people like Randy and all these other folks, you know, frontlining it now and coming out, brother. It's just a blessing to see it. And it was an honor to truly intercede and pray on y'all's behalf and support you guys.
Thanks, Dale. Hey, Dale, no. Right here. Fourth most powerful man in America. He prayed for him, and I laid my hands on him as Randy prayed. They never taken that away from me, bud.
That's right, brother.
Randy did it again.
Randy did it again. You know why? Because he obeyed. He went. He obeyed.
Hey, Coach, the new video I did that's out there on Facebook, it's only a minute and 5 seconds long. It just has the prayer, and you can hear him clearly say, that's the reason I got back into government right after Randy said we want America back under Jesus' kingship again.
Well, I know, Alan, you sent it to me on text today, but I was trying to get it to Mike and so that he can play. Where would we find it, Mike? Or Alan, where would we?
It's right on my Facebook page. You can go get it. And you'll see, because when you go to start it, you see a white strip at the bottom where I was filming over. It's what I was doing. Yeah, but the one on Facebook is clearer than the one on YouTube. That's my internet sucks out here. So the one on Facebook's a lot clearer than the one on YouTube. But we need to pick that thing up, get it out there, and all this fake news is throwing all this stuff out there.
That's it.
Get it in there.
Okay, listen here, folks.
Amen.
Amen.
We have a privilege to be with a man, man you placed in this time on this earth in our country, our great country. And Lord, we ask you to cover him and bless him, Lord, for his righteousness. Bless him and his family, cover them, because we know there's evil that's out there hurting innocent people. Lord, give him the strength and the power as a man, a godly man, as a man that loves his country and loves righteousness, and give him the power. And we are behind him, Lord. I want him to feel all of our strength across the nation him. And Lord, I just pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus be king again in our nation. We lift up God and we become a righteous nation again. And we know you will bless her again, like you did in the beginning. We speak this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's why I came back into
government.
I believe.
Amen. They couldn't hear it said that we need righteousness back in our government again. Okay, listen to me. I got to say this, and then Randy and I got to go eat. We got to go eat. Somebody's going to take us out. There's a good interview of Randy, by the way. That's on Alan's page. Alan, send that. Link that to me so I can get that out to everybody. Listen, I was looking on my Facebook page last night before I went to bed, and I got people in there, and they come in and say, "Oh yeah, well, Barr ain't going to do anything. Barr's playing for the other side, and you guys, you know how it goes, right? You know how it goes." And you know what's funny? Same people typing that stuff to me are wearing freaking masks. They don't even have enough courage to take off a mask, and they want Bill Barr to stand up and bring down a former president of the United States, right? Huh? Yeah. Huh? What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you? You don't even have the courage to confront your son who's sleeping with his girlfriend. And you want Bill Barr to bring down the America? Are you kidding me? Wake up!
There's sand ballots. Coach, there's sand ballots in the days of Nehemiah. There's sand ballots. They're naysayers. But they'll have no part of the blessings of the Lord. I pray you read that text I sent you. I sent it to Randy, brother. My message on Psalms 33 yesterday, when I began to share that, brother, it slapped me in the face. When it says in verse 12 of Psalms 33, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, brother, that word is jumped out, and the Lord said, replace it. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. It's not blessed is the nation whose God was the Lord, brother. We have better be careful, because I look at this and I believe Trump is going to win. But then my question is what is the church going to do? Because then the Lord looks down. What is he seeing from heaven? What is his people doing? If we're not going to make that righteous stand, we cannot go on what our nation was. God is going to judge us for what our nation is.
Is, brother, is.
Coach Zach called me last night from Hickory. He said, Dad, there's so many people here, the fire marshal shut them down. He wouldn't let them no more come in.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Can I make a request, please?
Please.
Can Randy
close us out with reading Psalm 19, all 14 verses, please?
Psalm 9, excuse me, not, you got yours, Randy? You want to use mine?
Yeah, I've got mine.
Hey, Coach, while you're going there, I just wanted to say, watching these videos yesterday and listening today, Pastor Bill's preaching on that anointing of the Holy Spirit. This was anointed of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, my goodness.
This was powerful, brother. And I have battled this weekend with the mama, the neighbor boy. Now she won't let this boy around us because you know what they're saying now? You people are too opinionated.
Yeah.
So now she's my boyfriend. You guys went with the opinion through the Holy Spirit to Bart, and look at the power of that. Amen. I went by Sunday morning yesterday with KJ, should have been with me, going to church. We had an event we were doing for them boys that camp. I go by their church, and there they are out there with their vest on, waving, trying to lure people in their building. And I'm like, oh, Lord, help these stupid people.
Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. Psalm 19. Here we go. Go ahead, Randy.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth.
He's lost it.
There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect.
Yes, it is.
Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever.
Mm.
The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
Amen.
More to be desired than any gold. Yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults.
Yes, Lord.
Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight.
And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen, Craig. Listen, I got a free breakfast. Rodney's buying me and Randy breakfast. We got to run here. I want to confess something to you here. Listen to me. I had a spirit of fear fighting me all week last week. All week. As we were laying out the plans, that devil's whispering in your ear, you know, Hillary's going to get you, the FBI, they're going to be waiting on you, they're going to trip you up, they're going to set you up. All the way there. Faith is not real, folks. Faith is false. Right? Faith overcomes fear. Perfect love casteth out fear.
Amen.
About that, huh? Amen. Bless you guys. Randy and I got to eat.
Amen.